Welcome back to the Arcade Age podcast with our live studio audience filmed in front of. So we hope to hear from you. I don't know why we're here. Whatever. Anyway, I lost it. That's all staying in. Okay, this week we're talking about Tapper, also known as Root Beer Tapper, the 1983 arcade game developed by Marvin Glass and Associates and released by Bally Midway.
Nice.
That could be another applause, but I guess not. Okay, all right. Tapper's a good game. Thanks. Tapper puts the player in the shoes of a bartender who must serve eager, thirsty patrons before they get too annoyed and start causing trouble. Mm-hmm. It also was released with a collaboration and cooperation with Anheuser-Busch.
Whoa.
So it was themed as Budweiser.
Budweiser Tapper, yeah.
The logo looked like it had a Budweiser logo at the top. The controls were Budweiser taps.
They were actual taps, yeah.
The Budweiser logo?
Yeah, because it's a classic.
It's off. Have you ever looked at the red bit of it? It's like offset. It's not symmetrical.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
Yeah, it's slightly heavier on the right.
You're not even a graphic design guy.
I might as well be.
You might as well be.
Might as well be.
Maybe I should.
You should have been a graphic design guy. You're complaining about that. It's off-center. It's a classic logo.
It's not symmetrical.
It's like the Coca-Cola logo.
It should look like a red bow tie.
But
it doesn't.
It doesn't. Anyway. So it had the Anheuser-Busch logo. It had Budweiser on it. It was meant to be sold to bars and like places that serve Budweiser. And the cabinets look like bar tops, basically. They had the beer taps on them. They had like a foot rail.
It's
pretty chill.
They have the best part is they have the little things, the brass things on the side to hold your beers.
Yeah, cup holders.
Absolutely. The best.
They're almost like, they're not actually cup holders. Or
no, they're just like coasters.
Kind of
like pedestals.
Yeah,
coasters. And they kind of have like an oval shape so you could fit a beer there. So eventually they did rebrand it as Root Beer Tapper.
Yeah.
You know, these people just need their root beer. You're serving root beer at a bar.
Well, it's also because Bally Midway felt like they couldn't put a Budweiser beer drinking game in a basic arcade.
You know, the logo's all over it.
Like, well, they took out the logo.
They took out the logo.
They took a lot of that stuff out when it became just Root Beer Tapper.
And they changed the logo to Root Beer Tapper.
Yeah.
So
they pulled the Budweiser off of it.
Yeah.
Was Budweiser just like super into this? And like, did they go to other beer companies or were they just Budweiser? Like, yes.
I don't know.
Let's go for it.
They probably just went to Budweiser first because, you know.
I mean, they're the
Anheuser-Busch, they're the beer.
Yeah.
They're the American beer, right?
I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess. I don't drink Budweiser. But anyway. So 1984, into the arcade. We should talk eventually about the Atari 2600 version.
We can.
Because it is also a classic.
I didn't know that there
was. Is it good?
I think it's fine.
They released it on the 2600,
yeah. I think that was it.
And then the.
I don't think so.
Sure?
I think it was just 2600 and then the computers, the 8-bit computers.
Okay. Was it released on ZX Spectrum and Apple II, I believe?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, a lot of computers. And then apparently, according to this page I'm looking at, Palm OS. Which
really?
Apparently. It's not even, weirdly enough, this is surprising that it's not a more common game on like cell phones and stuff.
Yeah.
You'd think this would be kind of a popular one that they just throw on like iOS. Because it'd be pretty simple on a phone. I feel like it'd be kind of fun. I don't know. So anyway, pretty fun game. You end up losing the game because you have to sort of... I don't know how to describe the gameplay. It's almost like a conveyor belt system where you have to keep throwing beers back and then you have to keep picking up the empty glasses and you have to collect your tips. Right, so you kind of have to keep going up and down and back and forth.
I don't think you have to collect the tips. I think
you just get extra points, but you have to pick up the mug.
Definitely the glass. Yeah.
Yeah, you have to pick up the mug in order to refill it or wash it and refill it.
Yeah.
No, just refill.
Just refill.
Yeah, I think you just refill it.
This is pre-COVID, you know.
Right, we're not washing beer glasses here. Because you lose a life whenever you fail to catch an empty mug and then it falls off the end of the bar and breaks. A full mug slides to the door without being caught, so you send it down a line without anybody in it and also breaks. Or a customer runs down towards your end of the bar.
I forgot that part.
And throws you down the bar because he didn't get his beer in time.
Yep.
So that can also happen.
We've all been there.
Right. I mean, you know, sometimes you don't get your beer in time and you just run down the bar and just throw the bartender out the wall.
Yeah.
Out the window.
Absolutely.
It happens.
Well, when you do that, you get a free beer, so.
Well,
all the beers.
Everybody gets free beer because, yeah. So there you go. And then you finish the screen and you move on when every customer is satisfied and every customer is off your table or whatever. That's interesting. Apparently most of the home versions of Tapper feature the Mountain Dew logo, which
really?
I didn't know. I've never seen that before.
Wait, what?
That
really?
That's what I'm reading.
Mountain Dew.
And apparently the ZX Spectrum and Amstrad CPC versions had the Pepsi logo.
Really?
So I've seen the root beer Tapper. That's the one that's on the Atari.
Okay.
But yeah. So that's interesting. The gameplay's interesting. It's like pretty frantic.
Yeah, it's very
And you have a lot of level. You have a lot of not levels, but there's a lot of like different things that you have to do at the same time. So it's pretty interesting. There's mini games in between. I don't think I've ever gotten far enough to. Yeah, where you can get extra points by like picking. It's like a whatever the shell game is.
Outdoors level. There's different levels.
Apparently.
52 levels.
This is a tool assisted one that says. So I don't know if this is the original one. I have to go back a bit here.
I think there are different levels.
So this is the arcade version here now that we're gonna watch. I almost feel like the bartender is supposed to be Bally Midway's knockoff of Mario.
He kind of looks like.
Does he not look like Mario?
Yeah, a little bit.
He's got the mustache and the hair.
He's a bit taller.
He does have. I don't know. It is also classic, like soda jerk looking thing with the with the white shirt sleeve
and the vest.
Yeah.
The blue button up vest. Yeah.
Right. So, but yeah, I mean, I get it with the mustache and the hair.
I find this game very, very cool. I don't know, though, in terms of my patience with it and in terms of for me being able to sit it and play it for a long period of time.
Yeah, I feel the same way.
I kind of feel like it's a little bit repetitive.
That's fair.
But here's the other thing is that the arcade itself, whether it's Budweiser or Root Beer Tapper, in terms of collectability, they're highly collectible. We are working on finishing one that we have on loan from One Up Restorations. George and the guys bought one. It's like 2 years.
2 years ago.
We've sat on it now.
I feel like I remember when George brought it.
It's been like freaking pieces in one of our storage rooms, and I just decided let's yank it out and put it together. And it seems to be all there. The cabinet itself is roached beyond belief on the bottom. It was
in a flood.
It was sitting in water. It seems like it sat in water for a year or longer.
Probably.
And he got it from a friend of his who started the restoration and didn't want to finish the restoration, yada, yada, yada. So he bought it, brought it over here to us, and we just started putting it together. It is all there. It works. It looks good.
Yep.
We're finishing some bodywork on it now. The joysticks are interesting because there's a spring mechanism when you pull down the tap, and we discover that one of the ones that we have is broken, but somebody like put a spring on the outside of it in order for it to make it work.
They put like a pen spring on the outside of
Super Jerry
get it to work.
Not a good spring.
And so we're going to have
to
jerry-rig it better.
It only works when the taps are flat, facing straight up.
Yeah.
Because if there's any resistance on it, it doesn't work. It's the weirdest.
Oh,
right.
Really?
Right. Yeah.
Because I was trying it when the panel was on the floor, and I'm like, oh, this isn't going to work. And then I put it into the machine, and it kind of works. it does spring back. It's just not anywhere near as good because the original ones feel like good.
They feel really good
because it's a really pretty strong spring.
Well, it might legitimately just be a tap spring.
It might be
if they were using original like Budweiser taps.
Could be.
How rare are the ones with the original Budweiser taps?
Super rare.
Yeah, I would imagine.
I mean, a root beer tapper or a tapper, you know, fully restored.
Yeah,
you're probably looking at $3,500, $4,000 fully restored.
See, this
like,
is
mint.
This is the Atari
2600 version.
It's fine.
This is honestly one of the better looking 2600 games I've seen.
Yeah,
it's honestly okay for 2600.
Yeah. And it is. By the way, this is one of the rarer 2600 games. It runs you about $100.
Ooh.
Pause. So on the Atari 2600 version, I did just notice what you guys were just talking about with that Mountain Dew logo.
Yeah, it had the Mountain Dew logo.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. Because, I don't know. I mean, I guess you'd think Budweiser would want to keep it if, I don't know, but I guess they don't have any other, like, soft drinks brand, so...
This says this is the Atari 5200 version, so I wonder if this is...
Okay, well, I didn't think it was on anything
I think it's on a ton of stuff, man.
Okay.
Do you think that maybe, like we were saying how...
Also the Mountain Dew.
Yeah, we were saying how...
And it says soda in big letters.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you serve soda from a keg. We all know this.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Well, root beer, I guess you could, right?
You do.
Yeah.
Root beer from barrel.
But Mountain Dew.
Oh, well, I mean...
Yeah, I don't know. The 5200 one also looks good. Like, not as good as the arcade, but I don't know.
No, and so, it does look better.
Yeah.
I'm going to see if it was on 7800.
It might have been. Should get myself a 7800.
You don't have a 7800?
No, I don't.
I have one upstairs.
Mm.
I don't think it was on... it was on the Atari 8-bit.
It was on the computers, yeah.
The computers.
Actually, I should see. I have one of those. I should see if...
You have an Atari 8-bit computer?
Of course I do. I have an Atari 800.
What a nerd.
I bought it from Rich.
You bought it from who?
McWilliams? Yeah.
What did he charge you for that piece of crap?
He gave me a good deal. I don't remember.
You charge you anything more than $25, you got...
$25?
He took it to goddamn cleaners.
He did not. No, Rich, McWilliams gave me a good deal, okay? Great friend of the museums.
Mike Williams is a great friend to all of us.
He is.
So this is the 8-bit.
And he gave me like every game that he had in the store because he's like, yeah, nobody buys these.
Yeah, because no one wants them.
Why not?
I mean, can see why.
That thing looks...
He gave me like
amazing.
All the games for like $20 more. Just like, whatever.
It's like, hey, kid, you want like 50 games? Give me $20.
Yeah. Let's see. Tapper.
Yeah, it's a super desirable game. In terms of arcade collecting. Now, I do believe it's been on like your Xbox collections, you know, Midway Treasures collections, volume 2 or 3 or something like that. So I think...
Now, do you know, was that Mountain Dew tapper or Budweiser tapper?
I think it was probably just root beer tapper.
Okay.
It could have been Budweiser tapper, though, to be honest with you. It could have been the Budweiser tapper. Because people... I think want the original. You know, in the volumes. So here is the Clav page on it.
We got a different side art.
We have a different side art. So we have the Budweiser side art. That is a secondary side art. I believe this might be the.
Is that the root beer one?
No, that's Budweiser.
That's
still Budweiser
Bud?
Logo on it.
Oh yeah, yeah.
There's Budweiser logo on it.
Whoa! They made a cocktail.
They made cocktail tables as well, which is pretty cool.
Did they? That would be interesting.
They made a cocktail?
Isn't that pretty cool?
Yeah, look at that.
That would be a bar top.
Yeah,
look at the controller layout.
Are there any, like, there's no holders for your drinks? Huh?
Is it?
No.
Is it a
two-player? Well, the holder is the table.
It's a two-player, yeah.
It's a two-player. That's interesting.
Yeah.
We need one of those.
What's that one down there? A Suntory?
I actually don't know. I was just looking at that myself.
Is that like a... So what I'm getting from Tapper is that there was a bunch of different versions.
Yeah.
Where they were using either different beer companies or root beer or just soda.
Well, only Budweiser. Only Anheuser-Busch.
Well, I don't know what that Suntory is. Maybe that's somewhere.
Oh, Suntory is a
you guys
distillery for spirits.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Japanese. Okay. company.
Oh, so when it was released in Japan,
that's probably.
Yeah, they're kind of cool. They're known for their whiskey.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Let me just look up the root beer tapper arcade play, see how different it is than the...
Yeah, I can't find a version on eBay for the Atari 800, so I might...
Can you find a version of what on the Atari?
Of tapper on the Atari 800. Oh, wait, Atari XL.
Yeah.
XE. I don't have that one, though.
This is also You're going to have to run to Rich and go buy one for $10.
No. Oh, this is also on tape.
Ooh. I think they're $10.
So Suntory, known for their whiskey.
Okay.
Beverages in Osaka, Japan.
So root beer tapper, that's what it looks like.
It's the same game. I mean,
it's the same game.
It's the same thing.
It's just the drink is browner, more brown than like amber.
Nah, I mean, well, I feel like the
and it says root beer in big
letters. Room is also different. It looks like the top like tap is also shorter.
The original. Sprites.
It could be.
The sprites look a little interesting too. They look different. Slightly different.
Yeah, I don't know.
These are the mini games.
Still has the mini game.
In between, yeah. Shaking the cans and yeah.
No, that's just impossible.
Oh yeah.
Like that's just moving too fast.
Yeah, it's playing like a shell game kind of thing during the mini games, and you have to find which root beer wasn't shaken up to open.
I don't think it's a bad game. I'm not sure why it became so incredibly desirable to own the cabinet. I think it might be the fact that the cabinet is so pretty and that the control panel layout is so pretty and interesting and unusual. Could be that. It could be plenty of other things as well. I just don't think it's for the gameplay, though. I don't think the gameplay is that interesting.
Part of it's probably the novelty of having a video game with a Budweiser logo on it.
Well, it's the taps, too. I mean,
yeah, and the taps and stuff.
It's
like,
you think of control system.
You think of novelty games, right?
They're
not. You don't remember them for the games, for the most part. It's how they look and.
I feel about Tapper, almost the same way I feel about Tron. Again, another Bally Midway game.
Yes,
okay.
Agreed.
I think it's a different.
I don't know, man.
I think it's a different board set use. I think Tapper uses the Midway MCR3. That's what it says, right? That's the motherboard. Okay, let's look up Tron's. It might be the same. It might be the same. Let's just look it out.
Yeah, they worked on board sets before they worked.
Damn, I didn't know Gerard Way was making
so
board sets.
So Tron used the MCR2, and Tapper used the MCR3 as far as the motherboard set goes, right? But I mean, the gameplay for Tapper is better than Tron.
Absolutely, hands down.
I just think that the desirability of it is basically your approach to the cabinet, because it's a really... Fully restored.
It's a neat cabinet.
Pretty looking cabinet.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
Absolutely.
With the brass rail on the bottom and the...
Yeah, and those cup holders.
Yeah.
This is a super tangent, but you mentioned Gerard Way before. He actually is a comic book writer.
Who?
Oh, absolutely. Dude, I just finished watching Umbrella Academy. It's pretty good.
The singer of My Chemical Romance.
Oh, okay.
He's a comic book artist.
Yeah.
Or writer as well.
Okay. So just segueing away from... Tapper, and this is one of those games I never knew even kind of existed, and I definitely never played it until we were out in Chicago at Gallop and Ghost.
This game is so damn good.
Zach,
I'm just going to go to sleep for this segment because
why?
I wasn't in Chicago. I have not experienced this game.
Well,
I don't get it, apparently.
I'm going to get you some footage. Some
gameplay. Get some gameplay.
I looked
here.
Up gameplay footage.
In 1984, Bally Midway puts out a conversion board for all their Tapper games for one of the greatest games ever made, and that is Timber.
Hell yeah.
So you are a lumberjack. You must chop down a number of trees that pop up from the ground, and you have to avoid bears throwing things at you or birds coming at you to knock you over, and then you lose life. Again, sounds very, very simple, but...
Well, one thing that I'll definitely say right away is that it's got a kind of different vibe than a lot of other games because you have a timer, and I believe it's like either a minute and a half or it's like 3 minutes, something like that. It's something way more than you would normally have. And so you're almost guaranteed no matter what to be playing for 3 minutes. Like you put two quarters in, you're going to play for 3 minutes because that's what it is. And if you, you know, continue and you do that fine, you're going to get another 3 minute game.
Right.
So you could spend 15, 20 minutes on, you know, as Zach will probably tell us, you know, if we phone him up.
I'm going to phone him up in a minute, but I want to show.
Interesting thing. For the 2600, Tapper was actually like distributed by Sega.
Really?
Which, yeah, the back of the cart says Sega.
Okay, so they converted it then.
Wow.
And they released it. The
conversion. That's weird.
Yeah.
I don't think Timber came out on a console, so we're going to have to look that up.
I had never heard of Timber until we went to...
The other thing is, this game looks good.
It's so good.
Good? Like, it's looks amazing.
Like, it's not... I'm not sold on
it's the same. The it's the
dude,
same.
You gotta play it.
I guess because I just have to play it.
Lumberjack is the same as the
bartender.
Bartender,
right?
Same dude.
Yeah, but and what you guys were saying is like it's just something the controls.
See,
you
now,
know, because the controls are the Tapper controls.
I think this game is phenomenal.
Down all the trees.
I think what we have.
The mini games
are really good.
Yeah. The rolling one.
Yeah, the roll. Yeah.
Chris, you don't know what the hell you're missing out.
I literally don't.
It's a lot of fun.
I don't
know.
Now, is this straight up just like a...
Now, this game is incredibly rare.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Because I've never seen it until we got to Chicago, right? Then I went looking up for it, looking for if there's... someone has a board set, whatever else like that. If you find a board set, you're probably paying $1,000 alone for the board set.
Yeah,
then you have to get somebody to create you, okay, recreate
so you,
you the graphics package.
A certain number of trees in like a minute or whatever.
Yes.
Okay. And you have to avoid getting hit by
but this game,
honey
bears and yeah, dude, this game is just, you have no idea.
Okay.
You have no idea.
Okay.
And can somebody look up and see if it was on a home console at all?
I don't think so.
Here, I can look.
We're gonna phone a friend. We're gonna phone Zach.
Let's see this.
Cause Zach's gonna. Yo, buddy, you were live on the air with the Arcade Age exhibit. We are talking about Timber, so we're phoning you up to get your opinion on Timber.
Oh, nice. Yeah, Timber's fantastic, man. I think it's the side art's beautiful. The game is very enjoyable, and like it looks very simple and like almost kind of boring if you're looking at it from like the outside, but once you actually start playing it and you know, you have the it's almost like a joystick, but it's like the same joystick that's on we're talking about Tapper or Timber?
We're actually talking about both, but we moved into the Timber part of the conversation, so yes, it's got
the same Tapper
controls.
So it has like the same controls as Tapper, but once you start like actually playing and you're chopping down the trees, it's very enjoyable. And they have like a little part in between each stage where you get to like balance yourself on a log, like on a river.
Yeah, nice.
It's kind of fun as well. And you get like a little bit of like extra bonus points and whatnot. I think you might get extra lives as well.
I love it. Can you recall if, can you recall if the chopping down joystick is turned a different way in order for you to chop back and forth? Or is this... Is that joystick turned a different way? It is.
It's funny you mentioned that because I think it is kind of like turned on like a 90 degree, like, you know, like on a left to right. It's not up and down.
Yeah, we were just discussing if that was the case, and I figured you would remember because you kind of really fell in love with the game, and you're the one who put me onto it, and you put everyone else onto it, and we were just discussing it in front of our live studio audience.
Yeah, no, the game's fantastic.
Oh yeah.
All right, cool. Well, thanks for picking up the phone, dude. We appreciate you.
Yeah, no, of course.
All right. We all miss you.
Yeah, trust me, I miss you guys too.
All right. And we'll see you over the weekend.
Yep, sounds good. Take care.
Later.
See you.
Later.
Bye.
Let's get a round of applause for our new guest.
Yes.
For our special calling guest, our first calling guest. East of the Rockies line.
Zachary Collazo is coming in.
East of the Rockies.
Zach the Sack.
Coming in clutch and actually answering the phone.
Zach the Sack.
Yeah, I mean.
Which I'm surprised by. If I'm on my day off, I'm not answering the phone.
I don't know. I mean,
yeah, I would have picked that up and been a lot angrier than he was.
Yeah, but that's
what
you.
Do you want?
You're always angry.
That's so true.
Right?
What do you
so
want?
This is now apparently, I didn't know this, but you can play two-player co-op.
What?
On Timber. So what the hell is this? Is this?
It's two-player co-op on
Timber. Wait, what is this?
This
an
is,
game?
You can play, no,
they had
apparently
a two,
on Timber
so
Arcade.
They had a two-player.
We can do two-player.
What?
Yeah.
No way.
Let's see.
What?
Yeah.
There
dude.
Wasn't co-op on the cabinet that we...
No. I guess there. I guess there had to be, and we never realized it.
No,
was it a
two-player
machine?
There was two joysticks, though.
Maybe they had different.
Right, I'm looking.
Wait, no, there were two taps. I think
two there's taps, two taps and
not,
everything.
But yeah, but not two stick. Joysticks though.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah, they must have had built a two-player.
I don't know. There might have been two.
I don't know. I'm gonna look it up right now.
Yeah, take a look at it.
Pull it up.
But that's kind of cool. Doing a call?
That's very cool.
That would be
Chris,
cool.
You don't seem to be sold on this game.
No, I guess I just have to play it because, like, you know, it looks good.
Well, Zach said, he did say it's very unassuming but, when you first
right.
look at it. But,
and I feel like I also, because when you keep explaining to me the other thing is the two-player doesn't look that great because there's only one tree that sprouts. So, like, you're just kind of sharing trees. I don't know. It looks weird. But also, I don't know, it sounds fantastic with the chopping motion that you're talking about with the joystick.
Yeah, no,
but
it does,
I have to.
Super satisfying.
I won't know until I experience it.
So I just looked it up. I found it. Now it's got two joysticks, two things, and here I'll show you the picture. But the price on it is
$8,295.
Oh, that's
a steal. Let's buy
that. That's actually a deal.
We're buying that.
But it is
depending
two players.
On the shape.
Next purchase.
Yeah, I mean, that thing looks like
that's
beautiful.
Dead Mint, dude.
Yeah.
Let's take it.
All right, let's sell Computer Space to buy that.
Yeah.
No, we're not selling it. Sell a bunch of other
fuck
stuff.
Fuck Computer
sell
Space.
Revolution
computer
X.
Computer Space is terrible.
How about we sell Revolution X for $800 and then...
Yeah, without telling Joel.
Because nobody wants
I don't know if we
could
give that away.
Yeah, true.
So that's really cool. The two-player version is very,
sick.
Very cool.
Yeah,
hey,
I guess the one that we saw was just a single player.
Now... But let me get. Can we just look at the way this is acting though?
That is pretty cool.
Can we just look at the way this is acting though?
Well, that's what I was saying.
It
like
looks like they're moving on the.
Well, the other thing is there's only one tree sprouting up at a time. Oh, there's two.
Oh, I see.
Are they moving by the same controls?
No.
On this one? No.
I think they're just.
So.
It just so happens that they're doing a lot of the same shit.
Well, but the thing is,
that's
only one.
Very
oh,
exact.
Wait.
Yeah, no.
Jake, that's very exact.
Wait a minute. Oh yeah, and also if you get attacked by the bees, they eat all your clothes and you get naked.
Oh yeah, right.
Yeah.
All right.
Forgot about the bees.
All right.
Not the bees.
The bears and the
yeah,
bees.
I don't. Well,
I mean, are they operating on the same joystick?
Okay, so what I'm thinking.
They might be.
What I'm thinking is going on right now is I think you have one joystick, right? And when you do the two-player co-op, you get both characters. Like, and you're controlling, like if you're player two, you're controlling the blue guy, but you also have the other guy, like, as an accessory. Ah, but why is he chopping? Oh, so maybe when one guy dies, you could control the other one while
it's supposed to be caught.
This seems
weird.
Well, I think this is probably doing two-player
on one joystick.
Oh, yeah, on a one
I was
going to
say
tab.
This could also be some weird... thing with the gameplay that we're watching.
Yeah,
where
it
he
could
just
be
wired them both into.
Yeah,
I mean, this could be. This
so
might
this
not.
This could even be the demo, like the demo screen. Yeah, for all we know,
it's not demo.
This could very well be.
This is coined
named
up.
On a single joystick.
Yeah, that's what. I
And that's really? Why we're watching. Yeah, it's very possible.
Yeah, because this is some weird.
Try to find. Try to look up Timber two-player co-op and see if it's maybe different.
Yeah, because that looked weird. And the other thing is it looked like there was only one tree sprouting kind of at a time. So
I think that...
I don't know if that gets harder in the later levels, but what's the point of two-player
so
co-op if you're just
sharing
one
tree? Originally, Bally released single-player and a multiplayer, which means there's a two-player.
Huh.
So,
okay. So
I guess that's two different board sets, whatever. So this was never released to a home console.
Right.
The first time we see it on a home console is on Midway Arcade Treasures 2. So let's look that up.
Which is what? On like the 360 or something?
Xbox, PlayStation 2, and GameCube.
Oh, PS2. Okay.
Oh,
and
dude,
GameCube.
I may have to get it.
GameCube. I might have
GameCube?
I may have to get this for GameCube. Yeah, dude.
What?
This is on GameCube.
Midway Arcade Treasures. This isn't one
so
of the.
So it was
thing.
For.
Oh, $60.
How much?
It looks like it's at $60 in the ad.
For Midway Arcade Treasures?
That's what it says. I don't know. Some of these Midway ones have like weird low prints.
So this is. What?
Bro, that's
because, unfortunate.
Yeah, well, that's because your computer is hacked, Seamus.
Let me look it on.
Oh no! Okay, that was just some weird ad. It's like $20.
That's at least that's still a lot. PS2.
For yeah. PS2 is $20.
Yeah, that's pretty.
Dude, PS2 is the next.
Yeah, PS2 is going to start.
Next thing
big.
That's getting going to be GameCube. Super collectible, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, GameCube PS2, is already getting there.
GameCube's already there. So this is a very blurry version of.
Oh wow! This looks great.
I mean, why is what does that look like? Terrible. Jesus, that looks awful.
It's like it's not even 480p.
That's I mean,
like
can I get some?
It's as low as you can actually upload.
It's in potato graphics.
That's, yes.
Okay, so let's try this one. This one, no, I can't do that.
God browser can't. Damn.
Well, that guy posted that 13 years ago. Okay, so
the second video on YouTube.
We're gonna watch a whole review.
Actually, no, I don't want to watch a whole review. I just want to watch.
13 years ago was 2010. YouTube had been around for what, like 2 years by then? Wow.
No.
No.
YouTube's been around for like five.
YouTube's been around for
2005, I think.
YouTube's been around for 40 years, dude.
I believe so.
YouTube's been around since like the 60s.
YouTube, not YouTube.
It could be
YouTube.
2007.
Yeah,
YouTube was not around in the 60s.
No,
Bono was barely born, and screw Bono.
No, they were around in the 50s. They inspired the Beatles.
Yep.
I don't know if you know this.
Founded February 14th, 2005, YouTube.
Okay.
Really?
Valentine's Day, 2005.
Well, do you know what the first YouTube video ever posted was?
Me at the zoo.
That's right.
No. That's right. It just came out recently that it was not actually the first posted video.
I disagree.
There is a, I think there's a privated video that came out before that.
Take yeah, well, it's private. So
I believe it.
All right.
You're just jealous of
somebody.
I believe in what?
Somebody film this. This is the GameCube play. So this is the Midway Arcade Treasures GameCube.
This looks pretty clean.
It looks super clean.
I mean, it is a recording of a CRT screen.
Yes.
But it looks pretty clean.
But I mean, if you're playing GameCube, you're playing on a CRT screen, right?
Yeah.
Well, otherwise it looks
terrible. We'll say this.
I mean, listen, I'm playing PS4 on a CRT at home. Yeah. That's not
really?
Even a joke, yeah.
I've done that.
Does it even work on a CRT?
Oh, absolutely. You just need like 3
inverters. 14 adapters.
Looks like trash, huh?
Oh, dude.
You need a downscaler.
Well,
yeah,
so you
yeah.
play
down
Fallout.
So I need 2 downscalers. I was playing
I
was playing split screen Call of Duty Zombies with Hope the other day. You couldn't see anything.
Bro, why don't you just buy a new TV for like $100?
Bro, but I got my CRT for like $3.
That's also the
yeah,
only way.
Yeah, but then
way.
You spend another $100 on downscalers.
Ah, bro, dude, I got the downscalers. I got one of them used for like $5, and then I got one for like $10.
Believe it or not,
there
are some CRTs with HDMI ports on them.
Yeah,
They were 720 TVs.
Super late. Yep.
720i.
Yep.
I'm going to have to keep an eye out for one of those.
You can also
we
get
have
them
a couple.
We have a few.
Yeah, I know we have a
couple.
So can't you just get component out for the PS4?
No,
it's HDMI.
You can't? Really?
For the Xbox 360, you can.
Yeah.
Not all 360s. It's got to be like the first gen.
No, because I have the Elite Slim, and I plug it in through component.
Yeah,
my,
but the...
To my CRT TV.
360s had their own video out port that you could get adapters for that are component.
Yeah.
I think it came with component, a component adapter.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then, but... Not all 360s launched with HDMI ports.
Oh, yeah.
Original, I think the 360 Elite launched with no Elite or no HDMI port, I believe. No,
so apparently there was one person.
I don't remember which it is. It's the black slim one.
There's one
4 gig one.
The Xbox 360E or whatever
something
it is.
Something like that. Yeah,
it's like round.
Yeah, I was just going to say, is anybody emulating these things?
Yeah.
I wouldn't probably. I'm sure you might be able to get timber on not MAME but on Mister.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But the
Which
problem is
like,
you'd have to get a tapper cabinet.
Yeah, you probably could
do it right.
Well, that's what you would do. You would get a second tapper cabinet and gut the whole damn thing.
But that's expensive too.
Yeah, unless you came across a super roach one that wasn't working, was gutted.
Well,
that's right up our alley.
Yeah. Which See, is now, it's too bad we didn't think of that.
That we could get for $50, which is exactly right up our alley. But I have yet to see a timber in the wild for sale. I've yet to see a board set.
You still got
sale.
A video playing in the background, Seamus.
Oh. Yeah, I thought I was hearing something.
Sorry, guys.
Who's talking back there?
The hell are these windows, like, icons? Like what?
This Chrome setup is the worst.
What the hell is
He's also Chrome? Searching Bing on Chrome.
Oh, my God.
I don't know how this is set up,
like,
guys.
What is this?
So,
how do you not know? This is your computer.
So, you can use the tappers, or you can use... This is the two-player setup.
This is lame.
That's the two-player setup.
The two-player setup does not have the taps.
No.
No, it doesn't, actually.
No.
It doesn't.
The one, did the one have taps?
Yes,
it did. It did?
Mm-hmm.
Wizard of War.
It had two taps, one on either side.
Yeah, it did. It definitely did. I'm going to take a look at that.
Let me see the regular one.
Like the single
Just
player?
Just the single player, yeah. Like the one that you played.
Because
none of these actually have the taps on them.
Well, no, here. Well, I'll tell you exactly why. I'm convinced that we played a tapper.
Yes.
Yeah,
we did.
Tapper body.
Okay.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
that, and that's why
because,
ours was single player. Because
midway.
Well,
yeah,
whoa. What the hell is that? Go up. Yeah. No, up.
I've
what
seen
the
those.
Hell is that?
Oh, it's somebody
it's,
who.
It's digital.
It's just somebody who
it's
made
crap.
A flat print.
We're looking at like a very like triangular looking cabinet that's flat, almost flat on
that's
the back.
Somebody MAME'd.
It's like a big toothpick.
Yeah. It's basically just a flat screen.
MAME is lame.
Cabinet, and then the cabinet shaped around it.
So yeah, it looks like Bally Midway shipped.
Did somebody put a wine rack in?
Shipped a kit with
yeah.
Shipped a kit with the new joysticks.
I don't know how I feel about that.
So you could convert it, right?
I kind of.
But we played on a tapper. We definitely did. Let me see Timber Arcade conversion. Let me see if that comes up with anything in a images, whatever. No, it doesn't. So. Again, I had said before, you're probably looking at, if you were to come across a board set for Tapper, an original board set for Tapper, you're probably looking at, like, Food Fight board set money. You're probably looking at even more than that. I mean, Food Fight goes for, like, $800, $900 for a board set.
God.
That's just a board set. Never mind the special joystick that usually goes for $300 or $400 if you can't find one.
Food Fight ain't that great.
Food Fight's excellent.
No, it's not.
I believe timber would probably be $1,000 or north of that for a board set, dude.
It'd have to be about the same,
And that's another problem where you have to get the custom, or not custom, but like the special control panel and stuff.
Yeah.
You can't just drop it in a whatever Bally Midway arcade game.
So this guy has them next to each other.
Oh, those look beautiful.
The tapper next to the timber, which is the way it was set up at Gallop and Ghost, which was super cool. But timber, I believe, was on the outside of their row.
Well, this picture straight up looks like it's from Galloping Ghost.
No, that's an auction.
I guess the timber we just played was a tapper cab.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, it works much better as a tapper cab.
Yeah, they just turned these things, they turned the taps
sideways.
The opposite way, like Zach was saying on our special guest phone call. But... I find it interesting that this game didn't take off at that point in time in 1984 because it's really the gameplay is excellent. I think it's a lot more entertaining than Tapper is for me.
Oh, 100%.
You know?
Checks out.
Again, super rare. Jake, what'd you say that somebody was selling that?
It was $8,295.
They were looking sell for that.
Yeah, that's what they were asking.
Really?
It was not sold. So realistically, nobody's gonna pay that.
Well,
at least nobody that, you know, that's normal and isn't just filthy rich.
Right.
But
I'm buying it tonight.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I already put in a bid. I bid $9,000.
Ooh, we could get the Halo Deluxe.
What,
machine.
Dude? What are these? These are ridiculous new cockpits.
Yeah.
What are those?
Did you go on Vintage Arcade set?
Yeah, I think that was it.
Just random.
Yep.
Yeah.
Upgrade. Wow. LCD monitor. That's not an upgrade.
That's yeah.
For $350. Also, look how gross this
yeah.
promo photo is.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't see why you would get that game and then put an LCD monitor in it. It's just going to look like absolute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Garbage.
Let's check eBay. Oh, this is just
so. Well, yeah. Let's Ooh, see.
$26. That's for a cup holder.
So that's the guy local. This guy does a. He just, you know, reskins everything, but then he puts an LCD monitor into it, and he puts a computer into it and memes it. So that's not an original tapper. So
and he charges $5,000 for it
for multicades. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. PCB board, tapper, $950.
Wow.
Just the board.
Okay. Was that Wonder Boy? Scroll up. Oh, Taito Arcade Wonder Boy Pitfall Tapper board.
It's a jam adapter. Huh. So we got the Tapper Arcade Full Joystick Retro Upgrade Kit. So this is just like somebody made them.
Yeah.
$280 for a controller kit. Joysticks
and
set of two joysticks. And those are going to be, see how those are made. So those are modern, sandwich joysticks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And somebody wants $150 just for,
those aren't
parts.
Even
just for parts, guys. That's parts.
How are they? Oh, wait, scroll up. Cause that's that board that we couldn't figure out. Oh, that's the power supply board.
Yeah.
I mean, you could absolutely 3D print any.
Okay.
Now.
Oh, I'm sure you could. Yeah, I agree with you there, dude. Definitely.
We need to get a 3D printer and start making our own parts.
We have two of them.
Board. Yeah,
they're upstairs.
That board is not plugged in on ours.
Because ours was upgraded to a switching power supply later in life.
Okay.
That's the board that's on the inside on the side.
Yeah.
So when you upgrade it from, you know, whatever, arcadeparts.com.
We were wondering
whatever,
what that was earlier.
So they sell switching power supply with a little board on it that kits or it's plug and play to a lot of Atari games and a lot of Bally Midway games, so you can get rid of the old Atari power supply the old Bally Midway power supply, because those things always failed and they become expensive, and you also can't, it's easier to adjust on a switching power supply the actual, you know, current voltage that's going into the game or going into the cabinet itself, right? But, as you can see, nobody's really selling one at all, full-sized, whatsoever, on eBay right now. I'm going to just do a Timber Arcade real quick and see what happens. And you literally have nothing. You got a marquee for $70.
Timber Marquee keychain.
Yeah, Timber Marquee, and that's it. The rest of it is just multicade.
I think Zach's birthday is coming up.
Crap.
Yeah.
And
gotta build him a timber.
Right.
You know.
I'm saying a keychain.
Oh.
We could get him a keychain.
True. That would be cheaper.
There's an MCR power supply. So a lot of a lot of what we do too is we just, you know, get rid of this and go switch power supply, because all those caps and those diodes right there, they all rot out.
Yeah, they all go bad.
You know, and then you got to...
You got to either replace them.
Yeah, and then you're stuck recapping them, and, you know, and then you're stuck trying to find which one is it that needs to be done as well.
Yeah.
You know, resolder, replace, whatever. So you don't want to deal with that. Just, you know, do you know, yeah, just do the replacement.
Yeah, that's fair. Well, I think we could go ahead and wrap this one up. We talked about Tapper this week, the great arcade game, which I'm really excited to have ours working. I think I remember when George brought it in, it was just like really cool. Cause I had seen like the Atari version. I don't think I had ever seen the actual arcade cab in person. So it's just a really neat cab to look at. And then apparently I have to experience Timber. So at some point I got to get myself somewhere and play Timber on a real machine, experience it in person. Maybe
or
we'll
if
build
you get
one.
The Midway arcade treasures, you could use
the dual shock controls
on a PS2.
On the PS2.
Yeah.
Should also mention, of course, Tapper in the lovely world of Wreck-It Ralph. is
yeah,
in
is.
Retro.
Oh,
Realm.
Yeah,
it
yes.
Is. He, is, he
yes.
is the bartender that serves yeah. root beer to all the struggling
yes.
video game characters.
Yes.
Great right. great set of movies. Definitely watch them.
That's right. I haven't seen the... There's a second one, right?
Yeah, second one's okay. not as good as the I first, seen that one. I think, but it's still pretty okay. good.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to our talk about Tapper, Timber, and our impromptu Wreck-It Ralph review. Check out our next episode on whatever it's going to be about. So thank you for listening. Have a good day, and stay cool.
Thank you for tuning in to the Arcade Age Exhibit Podcast. I hope you enjoyed your time with our hosts, Seamus, Zach, Jake, Sean, Chris, and Jose. Tune in next week, and remember, the future is now.